Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Friday, 17th February 2023, and joining Derek to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Shan Hussain, Vice President of FI FX Sales. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Sam.
So, welcome, listeners. There's only one place to start today, Derek. The US dollar rebounded this week and is stronger versus all G10 currencies as we speak. I guess the US CPI data and other US data has helped fuel this rebound. Is that your take too? And do you think we will extend further from here over the coming weeks?
Is it my take? Yeah, like the data obviously is very consistent with a strengthening of the dollar. The CPI came in as expected, 0.4 and 0.5 for the headline. Now, those are obviously high levels when you annualize it, but it was as expected. The rest of the data, in particular the retail sales and the PPI, inflation print yesterday, definitely stronger. Indeed, the retail sales has pushed revisions to the upside for GDP. The Atlanta now GDP estimate is now at about 2.5%. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction in terms of still pretty solid growth. But it's not all the data. And, you know, I think the Fed looking at the markets at the end of this week will be very happy. They've gone on a mission over the last number of weeks to tighten financial conditions, to bring back more what they would probably describe as realistic risks in terms of expectations about inflation going forward. And all of that has come to fruition, and we've seen a pretty chunky move higher in yield. So, you know, the 2 years up nearly 60 basis points since the payrolls report, the 10 years up 50 basis points. So, you know, that's a significant tightening of financial conditions through the rates market. Yeah, you know, the dollar has responded to that. But when I go back and say it's not just the data, like take, for example, the CPI data. There was some good news and bad news in there. And the rents, for example, still very elevated. But when you look at what the Fed have been telling us is most important, and that is core services, excluding housing, that's come down. So if you take the point where we had the most elevated point in that measure, and you annualize it, and that's a 7 month period, we've seen it come down from 7.8% to 4.6% now. The annual rate is higher than that at 6.2%. But when you annualize shorter periods of time, it's lower than that. So that's telling you going forward that we're going to see that decelerate. So for me, that was an element of good news, that key component of inflation is showing signs of decelerating. And I think ultimately we're still moving in the right direction. But yes, I go back to the Fed, I go back to the rhetoric. And indeed, we've had more rhetoric in the last 24 hours. Bowman today, Bullard, Mester, you know, all talking about needing to go. Bullard talking about 5.25 to 5.5 as being the peak. Mester talking about not focusing on a pause in the tightening cycle. So they're all pushing for this to happen, and it's materializing. And you know, I'd certainly expect further follow-through. Now, interestingly, Shan, just as we walked upstairs, the dollar has started to weaken into the close, probably just textbook end-of-the-week position adjusting. I don't see anything obvious in terms of to trigger a renewed period of dollar weakness. So I would class this weak dollar move, if it continues into the close today, is, you know, just exactly that, an adjustment in positions into the end of the week. And the fundamental picture is certainly more favorable for the dollar to advance further from here. So, you know, euro dollar back below 105, I think, is very feasible. We could be in a range between parity and 105 for a period of time. And it's certainly consistent with our Q1 forecast, which we've been forecasting since the beginning of this year, as showing renewed dollar strength.
Yeah, that's very interesting indeed. In addition to the US inflation print, we also had January inflation data from the UK. Does that softer inflation print change the outlook for the pound in any way? What should we look out for over the coming few weeks?
Yeah, again, you know, the details of the report, yeah, overall, the inflation print was definitely weaker. So it was definitely a good print. And indeed, again, what I was just talking about for the US, that kind of measure of core services, the core in the UK, you strip out more volatile components like airfares and holiday packages, and that kind of core component dropped from 6.5% to 5.8% on one measure. And that, again, from a Bank of England perspective, is really important, because that's your domestically driven type inflation measure, and it has slowed quite notably. And based on that January print, and based on what the forecast from the Bank of England is for Q1, which is 9.73, and we have some very favorable base effects coming in the next 3 months, there's a good chance that the Q1 actual will be less than what the Bank of England is forecasting. So that sets us up nicely for the Bank of England being able to pull back from the tightening cycle. Now, we've had Hugh Pill speak yesterday, and, you know, he's been quoted as saying that, you know, he's signaled the potential for a slowdown in the pace of tightening. And then I think from the inflation print, that's definitely justified. When I looked at the guidance in the statement of what the Bank of England published for future rate increases, they've been quite specific in mentioning both wage growth and services inflation as components that they will be watching for evidence of more persistent inflation that would require further monetary tightening. So in other words, the conditionality has changed. For the Bank of England to raise rates, they need to see more persistent inflation, evidence of more persistent inflation. And this week, the CPI was evidence of less persistent inflation, certainly coming down. However, on the wages side, the other component that was mentioned in the guidance from the Bank of England, obviously that came in stronger earlier in the week. So we've got a whole month of more data before the Bank of England meeting on the 23rd of March. So we've got this week to repeat in March, and really it's going to be down to that data. If we get another weaker inflation print, or even an inflation print that's generally neutral to the market, and we see some turnaround in the wages, because the one-month wage print was actually showing some slowdown. It's the 3 months that gets published. So, you know, I wouldn't rule out yet the Bank of England doing nothing in March. That, to me, is where the risk lies. 25 is not fully priced. We're at about 22 basis points priced. So we're nearly there in terms of what the markets think for the 23rd. But for me, the risk after this week is that they do less. Now, good lower inflation, to me, is obviously from a rates perspective, you could say it weakens the pound. But ultimately, it's good news. If we can deal with inflation at least as well as everybody else in other countries, then the negativity specific to the pound should diminish as we move forward. But I think over the short term, given our view on the dollar, we would certainly expect cable to still move lower from here. And just very finally, very quickly, one thing to watch is the potential for an announcement on a Brexit deal on the Northern Ireland Protocol. Sunak has mentioned in Northern Ireland that there has been significant progress. I think a deal will be done. I think a deal will be announced. And when that announcement could take place is, you know, it could come in the next couple of weeks. It hasn't given much traction in FX in terms of where we've evolved up to this point in time. But maybe with an announcement formally done, then, you know, it could give the pound a lift.
Yeah, certainly something to keep an eye on. And thank you for your insightful views there. Finally, I know from last week you had closed out all your FX trade views published in the weekly. Have you published any new trade ideas in the FX weekly published today?
Yes, I think, you know, based on what I said in the first segment, you know, we're still bullish on the US dollar. We think the developments this week make that short-term view more compelling. So we're looking at euro dollar. We think in terms of performance in G10 this week, the euro has held up better than the rest of G10. And I think perhaps some of that gives way going forward, and we can see some further moves to the downside in euro dollar. And as I said, I think we can get into a range of between parity and 105 before we kind of bottom out in this leg of dollar strength. So I think from here, there's scope for further moves to the downside on euro dollar.
Right. Thank you, Derek. I wish you and our listeners a great week ahead.
Thank you, Sean. And you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.